This is Near FM
90.3.
The Peter Mac Ferry Trust, I'm sure you've all heard of, they're a national housing and homeless charity, and they're committed to reducing homelessness and the harm caused by substance misuse and social disadvantage. And they have done so much in the last few years with regards to homelessness and housing people. And there's so much that they do. I'm going to ask their fundraiser, their regional fundraiser, Orla Kirby, about that. But first, we're going to talk about the fact that their new, or their, well, it's not, it's their Christmas Carol concert is returning after a 2-year absence due to COVID. So hello, Orla, how are you?
I'm great, Adrienne. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you so much. So you're the head of regional fundraising there with the Peter Mac Ferry Trust. And you haven't had this Christmas Carol concert in the last couple of years due to lockdown, so it must be fantastic now to be getting back to it.
It really is, yeah. So our last concert was in December of 2019, and obviously everyone knows with COVID, 2020 and 2021 unfortunately couldn't go ahead. So we're very excited to be returning to the beautiful St. Patrick's Cathedral this Saturday to welcome everyone back to enjoy a beautiful evening of music and song and to kick off the festive season. Yeah, we're really excited.
Yes. And now, what's the lineup then? What can people hope to see and hear when they get there?
So we have three exciting performers. We have the Dublin Youth Choir taking part, the Dublin Male Voice Choir, and then we have Paul Harrington, who is our solo act this year.
Oh, right,
so great range of performances there for everybody, and like I said, it's a beautiful evening. The cathedral is a fantastic setting. It's so atmospheric, and just the music, the sounds, and having people back together is really going to be lovely. And then at the very end, as our finale, I won't give too much away, but all three groups will be performing together for the finale. So it is a beautiful, beautiful evening, and like I said, it's a really lovely opportunity just to start the festive period, and obviously all of the funds from the events go towards supporting our work in communities around the country. So it's really important, and it's a real highlight on our calendar each year.
Yes, I love the Christmas carols. It makes me feel Christmassy. It just makes me feel like I used to sing in a choir many moons ago, and the one song that I just absolutely love, and it just makes me feel at peace and makes me feel like, oh, Christmas is here, is Oh Holy Night. And I believe it'll be performed on Saturday.
It will indeed.
Yes,
and like I said, it's always the highlight of the evening. I mean, all the performers bring something incredibly special to the night.
Yes.
I always find it a lovely reflective event as well, that you know, some of the music is very upbeat, and, you know, the joyful Christmas carols.
Yes.
And then some of it just allows you to kind of contemplate on everything, and obviously the important work that we do throughout the year as well. And it's lovely to see so many people come together to support that work, and to support the work that we do. I mean, obviously there's so much of our work we could not do without the support of our really, really great people who come out every year and the public. So
yes, this is it. I mean, you know, it's not just about this beautiful carol event and people going and enjoying that. The money raised is going to do so much good work that you do. So tell us about the work, and have you found through lockdown, has there been an increase on, you know, people looking for your services, or how have you found things?
Yeah, so obviously we do a huge amount of fundraising throughout the year, and the most recent figures were released last Friday. So unfortunately, at this stage, it is the highest number of people in Ireland who are, you know, in experiencing homelessness, who are homeless.
Terrible.
It's 11,000, over 11,000 people, and nearly 4,000 of those are children. You know, so definitely as those numbers increase, the demand for our services increases as well. So the money that we raise through events like our carol concerts and other events throughout the course of the year provide people with homes you know, that is the most important thing that somebody who is homeless needs is a home. And in addition to that, we provide a range of wraparound supports to people to make sure that they can maintain that home. So things like, you know, learning how to budget, to do a weekly shop, you know, registering maybe with a GP in their area, things like that, but also then supporting people if they do wish to return to education or employment. You know, we have really, really good teams in place across all of our services to make sure that people have whatever support they need to provide them with brighter futures and make sure that once they leave homelessness, they leave it for good.
Yes. Now, you primarily work with younger people and vulnerable adults, as you say. How is that and why is that?
Well, I suppose it that's really where our services would have begun, but also
right.
that's where the higher numbers of people who are experiencing homelessness are. So it is in those groups.
Yes.
You know, and it's just about ensuring that, like, we work with anybody who comes to us for support. We will do our best to work with them. You know, we will find a solution as we can. So it's not that we only work with certain groups. We will work with anybody, but
right.
that's where predominantly the numbers would be.
Yes, yes. And now, coming up to the Christmas period and in this the winter months when it's so
yeah.
cold for people to be out on the street, it's horrendous to think that there's 4,000 or over 4,000 children in this homeless
mm-hmm.
situation. How do you find places? I mean, you know, the government hasn't been able to come up with solutions and, you know, housing for these people. So how do you come up with housing for them and solutions for them?
Yeah, we have a number of properties that we would have ourselves, and we also work very closely with a number of state bodies to bring new properties on stream, but also some of the work that we do is bringing derelict old properties back into use.
Fantastic.
So we have a number
yeah.
of projects ongoing at the moment, you know, and we have an amazing, like I said, our team of staff across all of our services work really, really hard with our participants, you know, with the people that we work with on a daily basis to try and help them access accommodation where we can. So it is challenging, but like I said, we have a wonderful team in place, and then we have a number of properties that we would be bringing on stream, especially derelict properties back into use, you know, because it's a much quicker turnaround obviously than building from scratch. But we also have new properties coming on stream as well that we are building
right.
that we will provide homes for people.
That's fantastic. It's a fantastic charity and you do so much. I mean, I've read somewhere that it's about 50 million that you end up pouring out and spending on these services. And how do you get the funding? I mean, it can't just be from the Carol services or donations from the public.
We obviously have a number of partnerships with different statutory bodies, but also then we have great partnerships with corporates, with big companies around the country, you know, and like I said, the general public are so generous to us every year, you know, and we have a number of events. We have this Carol concert, obviously, we have our cycle that takes place in September, you know, there's a range of different things, so it's not just one event. There's lots of different moving parts, but like I said, the people of Ireland are incredibly generous to us each and every year, and really do support the work that we do. And I mean, obviously, a huge thank you to everybody who does donate to us. The funds make a massive difference to people who are impacted by homelessness.
Yes, fantastic. How do people then get in touch or help in any way by donating? How would they get that through to you?
Sure. So our website is a really good place to start. So pmztrust.ie. That is all the information, especially in relation to the Carol concert this Saturday, if people are still interested in attending. If people have plans already, we realise, you know, Saturday nights are busy nights for people, especially in the run-up to Christmas. There's lots of other ways people can support us. They can donate online as well. We have things like Christmas cards. You know, if people wish to send cards to family and friends, both here and abroad. We have a lovely range of Christmas cards available. They're available to purchase on our website as well. And like I said, there's lots of information about all the different ways that people can donate to us on our website.
Fantastic.
And then, like I said, there are tickets still available for this Saturday. The doors open at 7 p.m. and the concert itself starts at 7:30.
Right, so that's in St. Patrick's Cathedral on
yeah.
Saturday, December 3rd. And
right.
they
can leave. We're in December already.
I know, my goodness. I was just saying that when at the start of the show, when I said Tuesday, the 29th of November, I've just it's amazing. The year has
yeah.
flown in, absolutely,
it really has.
Really has. But if they get on to pmvtrust.ie. And then they can just click on it's / Christmas Carol Concert and they can get tickets there. Or they can contact you by phone if they want to donate or get any information.
Indeed. Absolutely. So if anybody wants to call our office, it's 01-823-0776. And there'd be someone able to take the call there and help in any way.
Yes. And now your national headquarters, I know, are located in Dublin, but you do have regional offices around the country.
We do indeed. And I suppose that just really shows the expanse of our work over the last number of years. So we have offices in Limerick, Cork. Most recently, we've opened one in Galway, and then we have one in Drogheda and Kildare as well as our office in Dublin. So we really, really do have a national, you know, a national spread and supporting people all around the country.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And then are there other events that are coming up over the Christmas, other things that you're going to be doing?
So the concert is the biggest event we have. We do have a number of kind of smaller events that people would be running for us. And again, the website is a good place to find all that information. Also our social media channels, and if people wanted to call the office as well.
Yes, you probably have people that will be going out doing their own carol singing for you, will they?
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly. There's everything around the country, and like I said, you know, the carols are such a lovely way to start the festive period, and it's lovely to be able to welcome people back to St. Patrick's after our 2 year hiatus.
I know, and St. Patrick's Cathedral is such a stunning, stunning place to go. So, I mean, they really should go. And how much are the tickets, by the way?
Tickets are €35 per person.
Right.
Like I said, all the funds raised will go back to supporting the work that we do around the country, both in Dublin and around the country.
Yes, yes, but it's such a great night. And Paul Harrington is a fantastic artist. And I believe you also have a pretty well-known MC on the night.
We do, yes, we do. He's fairly well known. Mr. Pat Kenny is our MC, and has very
Kenny.
Kindly done it for a number of years. And it's a lovely lovely evening, and it's like friends gathering together again. It's a really intimate evening, and there's always a lovely atmosphere. So it's great. And like I said, we're very excited to be welcoming people back. So.
Yes, yes, definitely. After, as you say, the 2 year hiatus, it's a nice thing to be doing at this time of year. And then it's also the happy thing is that the money goes back into the charity and helps people in the end, you know. So it's really, really good. Well, Orla, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and I wish you all the best of luck with the performance on Saturday.
Thank you so much.
I'm sure everything will go fantastically well. And
absolutely. We're all raring to go. We're very excited and raring
yes,
to go.
Yes.
Like I said, looking forward to welcoming people back and you know, really, really celebrating the work that we do, and we're in for a treat with all the performers, like, you know, Dublin Youth Choir, the Male Voice Choir, and Paul Harrington as well. So
yes.
Thank you so much for having me.
Not at all. It's fantastic, the work that you do, and I wish you all the best for the new year as well.
And many happy returns.
Yes. A very Merry Christmas to you, Orla, and good luck for Saturday night. Take it easy.
Thank you.
God
Take
bless.
Care. Have a lovely day.
You too. Bye-bye. Now, that was the lovely Orla Kirby, who is head of regional fundraising with the Peter McFerry Trust. And my goodness, the work they do is fantastic. So please, if you can help in anyway, please get onto their website, www.pmvtrust.ie, or you, and you can also click on and go or / Christmas Carol Concert to find out about the tickets. You can also call them 01 823 0776 to find out any information on how you might be able to help them. You may be able to volunteer in any way possible, or just donate even €1. If everyone in the country was to give €1, that would be fantastic.
This is Near FM
90.3.